celebrating the life and works of Nelson Mandela on Nelson Mandela Day 2010. Hi, this is Krisha Day of BizGrowthNews.com with a quick podcast to celebrate today, a very, very special day, because the United Nations General Assembly celebrated the National Mandela International Day, an inaugural one today, tributing the work of Nelson Mandela, the South African anti-apartheid leader's work in terms of leadership and lifelong commitment to fighting racial oppression and also promoting peace. Nelson Mandela is 92 years young today. Happy birthday, Nelson. The United Nations 192 member world body, in a very rare action, approved a resolution last November to authorize that today is basically an annual celebration of his work. Now, they celebrated a couple of days ago because his birthday being on a Sunday, but the General Assembly President said Mandela was an icon, one of the greatest moral and political leaders of our time. And he called in a statement for the international community to mark the day by stepping up the fight for social equality and justice and the pursuit of peace through dialogue. And the Secretary General called Mandela a towering figure who embodies the highest values of humanity and of the United Nations. His life, his strength, his decency are an example to us all. He fought his oppressors for years and then he forgave them. You might not be aware, certainly I know my children aren't aware, that whilst he served as a president of South Africa 1994 to 1999, prior to that he spent 27 years in prison for his beliefs, and was basically convicted around sabotage and other crimes. He was freed 20 years ago in 1990, and he supported reconciliation and helped take South Africa's transition towards being a multiracial democracy. And it's fantastic that this year now we've just had the World Cup be played, and I think it was a great tribute to what's gone on in South Africa in terms of the World Cup this year, and a great time that many people had. The music you can hear in the background, and I don't always play music in the background of my podcasts, was something from a concert back in 1988, which was a birthday party in London that was celebrating his 70th birthday, and a lot of musicians came together. Back in 1988, though, he still had spent 25 years in prison. The music is by a band called Simple Minds, and one of the things that you'll find is that many people have made music available to celebrate his work. I'm going to close out the podcast in a little while with a piece of music which is called Free Nelson Mandela, which I remember back in 1983, recorded by the Specials, and that will be my second piece of music on the background on the podcast today. When you go over, you can look at the website at the un.org to find out more about today, but also you can find out more information over at Nelson Mandela's website called nelsonmandela.org. One of the things it made me reflect on, there's a little banner there on the site which is basically saying, join an initiative to make a change on Nelson Mandela Day. What will you be doing to make a difference? And that it's a call to action to make the world a better place, one step at a time, one day at a time. I think for me it is about the actions we take. I wrote recently over at my personal blog, krishna.me, about the legacy that we're leaving behind. I think Nelson Mandela has left an amazing legacy. Thank you, Nelson, for the sacrifice of yourself and your family went through. And I hope you have several years again ahead of you. I'd love to be able to celebrate your 100th birthday with you in a few years time, and I'm sure that would be an amazing celebration. But in the meantime, let me just leave today with a question for us all in terms of, what are we doing to actually help in terms of conflict resolution, even on a local basis, in terms of how do we protect everybody's rights, no matter their age, their gender, whatever their creed, their colour. And so thank you for joining me here for this quick podcast to celebrate the life and work of Nelson Mandela. And it's fantastic that the United Nations has now embraced International Day today in terms of Nelson Mandela, and may it be celebrated for many, many years in the future. This is Christian Day of BizGrowthNews.com, and you can always find me at facebook.com/marketingmentor. And I'm glad we don't have to free Nelson Mandela anymore, but I'm sure there are other people who need our support in terms of helping them, because they cannot bring justice about on their own.